a person who has learned to walk in the blessing is not only healthy, but wealthy and strong.
The blessing reaches so much further than just salvation. It also brings wealth. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he talks about gathering up wealth in the blessing.
Let's look in the 10th chapter of the book of Proverbs, please. Verse 6. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Verse 11, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. In other words, his mouth is full of wickedness. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. Now, we already found out what sin is. Sin is anything that'll stop the blessing or disobedience to God. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Verse 15, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Now, this is not speaking primarily of ungodly people with money. That's the unrighteous. This is talking about the righteous with money. Now, there are righteous people that are poor. I'm talking about financially and other ways also. There are born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, church going, God loving people that can't pay their bills. And there's something wrong with that. Now, the problem in that is, well, there's a lot of problems involved, but I'm talking about this scripture right here, is being poverty minded. So a righteous person, a born-again, Holy Spirit-baptized, God-loving, Bible-toting believer with a poverty mentality will stay poor and it will become his or her destruction. But a person who has learned to walk in the blessing is not only healthy, but wealthy and strong. See? And that wealth becomes your strong city. See, Job was the richest man in the East, and he got that way through the blessing of Abraham. You follow me now in that? Well, now, Satan was after it, wasn't he? He told God, he said, does he fear you for naught? You've built a hedge around him. Aha. I thought I'd let that kind of sink in on you just a little bit. God blessed him and he said, I'll bless those that bless you. And it ain't going to be all that hot for those that curse you. For the same basic reason. Why was Satan so interested in tearing that hedge down? He didn't know that it was already down because he didn't put that hedge up there and he can't tear it down. Job tore it down, not God and not the devil. God's not out to take the blessing away from you. The blessing is here. Now it's up to us to walk in it. So, why was Satan so interested in getting in there? There was only one sin being dealt with here. Now, Job made a lot of mistakes and he'd done a lot of things, but there was one thing that Satan was after. He was after something. The sin he was after, the thing he was trying to get Job to do is curse God. That's what he's after. That's what he kept pushing all the time. His wife did it and so did his children. And he said he was so afraid his children were going to. Well, his fear of that and his acting on that fear instead of faith tore a hole in that hedge. Why was Satan after his strong city? Duh. He's the wealthiest man in the East. He's the biggest influence in all of the eastern part of the world. You get him and you control the rest of it. If you can't take him, he controls the rest of it. With what? Money. Not only money, but healing. He had an outstanding healing ministry. The other guys brought it up. They questioned him about his healing ministry. And what happened when he finally got himself off of his mind and he made a sacrifice for those others that had been sitting there spouting off their stuff. And God warned them. He warned them. He said, "You have spoken wrongly about me, and I suggest you go to my servant Job. Perhaps he'll make a sacrifice for you." In other words, buddy, you better hope he does. Because this bless you, curse you thing was in operation. And God's just warning them, you boys are in a world of hurt. If he decides not to bless you, whew, man. But Job did what he knew to do. He did a sacrifice before his covenant partner, God. Bam, the hedge went back up and his healing anointing came back into operation and all present were blessed and made well. God is back on the blessing side again where he had been all the while. That's the story of Job. Amen. So, that's what God is talking about here. Now, let's go to another verse in this same chapter. That a wealthy, righteous person, a person who is wealthy in God, he has given us the power to get wealth. That power is the blessing. So, those that have received their wealth from God and they know it, they have a strong city about them. Now, look then at the 22nd verse. Let's read 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for the want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Those people that gather up wealth outside of God. Now, the scripture has a lot to say about that. It said he gathers those that by usury and unjust means gather up for those that are right in the eyes of God. Those that gather wealth outside the blessing, that wealth is in a cursed world. The economy is cursed. The ground is cursed. The whole thing is cursed. We know that. And the scripture says, if you violate the commandments and ordinances that I have commanded you to do this day, then these curses will come on you and overtake you. They're already here. So if you're attempting to gather up outside the blessing of God, you're gathering up the curse along with it. The curse is already there. That kind of wealth will eventually destroy you. It causes more trouble than you can stir. You thought you had trouble when you were broke. But now you've got money. And back there when you were broke, only the bill collectors were after you. But now that you've got money, the bill collectors and all their kinfolks are after you. Because there's some people out there studying right now how to get everything you've got. And some of them are pretty good at it. Unless they bang into that blessing. Oh, and then, there's a lot of them gnash their teeth over that thing because they can't get in there. But when you gather up wealth in the blessing, there's no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, you don't know what blessed is. Amen. See, the man that tries to gather up wealth that's already cursed, has a curse in it, with that wealth, you can't satisfy anything. You can't satisfy. In fact, that's what materialism is. And it'd do you good to write down the biblical definition of the word materialism, because the world don't know what it is. And neither does most people in the church, particularly those that preach against prosperity. You know, I believe the dumbest thing any preacher ever did is preach poverty to the people from whom he receives offerings. You know, that may be the answer. To what, Brother Copeland? That may be the answer to the eternal question, how dumb can you get? You see, at least one of them in it. At least part of the answer. Well, people perish for a lack of knowledge and a lack of vision, lack of insight. So, materialism, and you don't have to have material to commit this. You can commit it whether you've got anything or not. Materialism is not having a lot of material. Materialism is the attempt to answer spiritual questions and problems with material goods. That's materialism, and it will kill you. A lot of sorrow with it. Guy goes out and buys him a new bike, think if I could just get my hands on that, bright red Harley, everything would be all right. Everything going to be all right. He gets it, and the gnawing is still there. So he thinks, well, I'll tell you what I need. I need a red one and a black one. So he gets that, and now it's worse than it was before. Now he's got people trying to steal them both. So he thinks, what I need is a new truck. That's what I need. So he gets him a new truck, and that didn't work. So what he needs is a prettier wife with money. So he finds a woman that is looking for a husband with two Harleys and a truck. And she got the idea, if I could just find me a husband with two Harleys and a truck, everything gonna be all right, and my little baby would have a daddy. Now we're gonna get them two together. Man, World War IV is at the door. Because Jesus is the answer for what you thought the first Harley was going to do, what you thought the second Harley was going to do, what you thought the house was going to do, what you thought the swimming pool was going to do, what you thought five new suits was going to do, what you thought a new hairdo was going to do, what you thought a new job was going to do, what you thought all that was going to do, what you thought all that prestige was going to do, what you thought all the gold medals were going to do, what you thought all your success was going to do, and it won't do it. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy your desire for security. Jesus is the only one that can really satisfy your desire for a husband for your baby. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy every need, your flesh, your mind, your spirit, your pocketbook, or anything else has need of.
Yes, sir.
Now, I wanted to get you to that point because the blessing is your source. Say, God is my source. Yeah, but the blessing is the connection. The blessing is your source for life. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are. Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, you walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a garden.
To order your copy of Living in the Blessing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This must-have teaching from Kenneth Copeland will open your eyes to the provision God has for you. To order your copy by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Or you may call us at 800-575-4455. Order your copy of Living in the Blessing today.
Well, I'm David Broussard, and this is my wife, Dorothy. We live in southwest Louisiana, and I work for the Union Pacific Railroad. I'm a conductor. I've been there for 35 years with them as well. Got interested in mutual funds, just doing something prudent with a little bit of money we had saved up. Let's put it in a place where it can grow. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? I said, do I really need to be invested in anything at all? He said, invest it in my kingdom. I'll show you what to do with it. So instead of taking it back and putting it in savings somewhere, I sowed it in the kingdom. I took the whole amount and I put it in the kingdom. And within 6 months, I think, there was a 100-fold return on that amount. And I thought, this is the way we need to live.
And how did things go for you all after that?
There was an attack on our finances. And I took a cut in pay about 1995, but I didn't cut my spending. So I wound up spending more than I was making. We never quit giving. We were always sowing seed, expecting and knowing that God was going to bless us.
Did you find yourself with quite a bit of debt?
Yes, over $100,000.
Dorothy, when you and Dave started looking at your financial situation, were you concerned? Was it a little overwhelming?
Oh, it's very overwhelming. And I tell you, depression tried to set in, but because of the teaching that we were getting, I started standing on the Word and started believing. And it was a little, the step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. And Dave and I, we would get into agreement and we would pray. Yeah. And really at that time, where I know a lot of people, they get so overwhelmed that they have marital problems and that they separate and different things like that. Well, Dave and I sort of got closer because we had, that's what we had. We had God. We knew we had God in our life, but we had each other.
We both knew that God had a plan for our lives, and being in debt was not part of that plan. And we've heard over and over, you know, God does not want you in debt.
See, that's one thing that Brother Copeland taught us, you know, the faith-filled words and the word, speaking the word and believing in the word. And that's what got us through, literally.
I've got my faith-to-faith. I've got a devotional that I read every day. That devotional has gotten me through more days of, you blew it. You know, the devil tries to come and he tries to put this condemnation. He tries to put this doubt and unbelief that, you know, you blew it. You messed up. And then next thing you know, you've got this one word from God. And then that's all I need.
And you know what? I love Brother Copeland's song. You know the song, I Cannot Be Defeated and I Will Not Quit. Well, you can't imagine how many times that came through my mind.
I cannot be defeated. And I will not quit.
We always wanted to make one of Brother Copeland's meetings, and we just never had the opportunity to do it. In 2005, we set ourselves to come up to Branson to the Victory Campaign at Keith Moore's Church. So we're standing in line, we're visiting with another couple, and we made friends with them, and there's another guy, a street minister. He had mentioned he only had a little bit more to go, and he was going to be out of debt. But it was hard. And he said, I know God's going to take care of it. I'm not worried about it. He said, but I'm just looking forward to being out of debt. Well, they opened the doors, we went on in, we sat down. And we were sitting about three rows back in the front, and Brother Copeland had been ministering on love. And the Lord just spoke to my heart like he's done so many times before. He said, you need to pay off that guy's debt. And I thought, Lord, I'm in debt. He said, and it wasn't a question. It wasn't a hesitation in my spirit. I asked Dorothy, I said, give me a checkbook. And I wrote it out right then. I wrote out the amount that he told me. And I added enough for him to pay his tithes on that so he'd be completely debt-free and he'd be able to give someone to the king. And I took the check, I took it out, and I told her what I was going to do, and she's just sitting there, how are we going to pay for a room? I said, doesn't matter. God's going to take care of it. And I pulled this guy through the crowd to me, and I told him what God had told me to do.
So what happened after you gave this man this money? What happened for you?
We went home. Just rejoicing that it had been a wonderful meeting. We'd met some really great people. We heard some really good teaching, and we were fired up. We just knew that there was a new breakthrough coming. By June of that year, that $100,000 debt was gone, completely and totally
paid in full.
How did that happen? How did God pay off your $100,000 with the debt?
It was through an inheritance is the way it came. But it was an inheritance that had been ordained by God. It was more than enough to meet the need. And that was the blessing that God had planned for us all along.
We were able to open a blessing account.
Yeah.
That's all God, to go from $100,000 in debt to have a blessing account to be able to help others in need.
Why do you think finances was such a difficult thing? Why do you think the enemy uses that the way that he does?
You have to have money to operate in this world system. And if you're not taught stewardship, you know, young, and how to deal with money and how to correctly use your finances, well, it's easy to dig a hole that it seems like you cannot get out of.
You don't give up. You know, God's got a plan for your life. You press in. The Bible said God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
And that's a key, isn't it, David? Is not shutting off that communication.
Exactly.
Which is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to make you think you're not worthy. It's all your fault. God's done His part,
Absolutely.
But you keep making the same old mistakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Three strikes, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
God's grace and His mercy is new every morning. Mm-hmm. Every morning. And we're testimonies of that, because we've messed up more times than you can shake a stick at. It's God's grace that brings us around, and we have this revelation. It just seemed like every day we have to renew ourselves, pinch ourselves and say, God, I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind and strength. I love you.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. My dad and mom, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, love to hear testimonies like this. The Broussards are great examples of how living by faith works. You don't have to have super faith or more faith than anybody else. You just choose to do things God's way. And now they're enjoying the benefits of living life that way. The key is to never give up. The devil will do his best to stop your blessing from manifesting. So just keep standing on the word, confessing the word, and most importantly, stay walking in love. Stay in that love walk. You can do it. You know what? I'm going to pray for you today to make sure that you can and that you can face whatever is in your way today. Father, I thank you for our listening audience. I thank you, Lord, that you have the answer to whatever they need. You have the answer to get them out of any situation. And I thank you, Father, for stirring up the moral courage on the inside of you to take you at your word. The moral courage to believe your word and not what's going on around them. And we speak life into their homes. We speak health into their bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Living in the blessing is our product offer this week. This teaching will help you to strengthen your faith. It will help you have faith for deliverance, for protection, for healing, for prosperity, so that you can live the blessed life that God intended for you. He has a great plan for you. And all you need to do is get yourself into the blessing, and it's going to start happening in your life. You can order yours today by using the information on your screen. Tomorrow starts our Great Lakes Believers Convention, August the 20th through the 25th at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have services for super kids ages 6 through 12. And you know, please get down there and join us. Bring your family. But if you can't, then you are able to watch the main services, the adult services, live on the internet. Just go to kcm.org for more information on that. Until then, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Soak in God's Word at the 2007 Great Lakes Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Bill Winston as you learn to walk in the blessing and step through your open door in 2007. Come out August 20th through 25th at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Heaven has it recorded that you are right this minute wealthier beyond your wildest imagination. God has divided his wealth with you. Oh.